in the limelight.
The largest wildfire in the United States torched more dry forest landscape in Oregon on Sunday, 18th of July, one of dozens of major blazes burning across western United States as critically dangerous fire weather loomed in the coming days. The destructive bootleg fire just north of the California border grew to more than 476 square miles, that is 1,210 square kilometers, an area about the size of the city of Los Angeles. The article you're about to hear has been written by staff at the Associated Press. The piece is titled, Huge Oregon Blaze Grows as Wildfires Burn Across Western United States. The largest wildfire in the United States torched more dry forest landscape in Oregon on Sunday, 18th of July, one of dozens of major blazes burning across western United States as critically dangerous fire weather loomed in the coming days. The destructive bootleg fire just north of the California border in Oregon grew to more than 476 square miles, or 1,210 square kilometers, an area about the size of Los Angeles. It is one of at least 70 large wildfires which are currently burning across the United States, particularly in western United States and nearby states. Erratic winds fed the bootleg fire, creating dangerous conditions for firefighters, said Sarah Gracie, a spokeswoman for the firefighting operation. Sarah Gracie added, "We're still facing a lot of weather issues. The winds have been hampering our efforts most of the time." Authorities expanded evacuations that now affect some 2,000 residents of a largely rural area of lakes and wildfire refuges. The blaze, which is 22% contained, has burnt at least 67 homes and 100 outbuildings whilst threatening thousands more. At the other end of the state, a fire in the mountains of northeast Oregon grew to more than 17 square miles or 44 square kilometers by Saturday night, 17th of July. The Elbow Creek fire that started on Thursday, 15th of July, has prompted evacuations in several small remote communities around the Grand Ronde River, about 30 miles southeast of Walla Walla in Washington state. In California, meanwhile, a growing wildfire south of Lake Tahoe jumped a highway, prompting more evacuation orders and the cancellation of an extreme bike ride through the Sierra Nevada on Saturday. The Tamarack fire, which was sparked by lightning on 4th of July, had charred nearly 29 square miles of dry brush and timber as of Sunday morning, 18th of July. The blaze was threatening Markleyville, a small town close to the California-Nevada state line. It has destroyed at least two structures, according to authorities. A notice posted on the 103-mile Death Rides website said several communities in the area have been evacuated and ordered all riders to clear the area. The fire left thousands of bikers and spectators stranded in the small town and racing to get out. Kelly Pennington and her family were camping near the town on Friday so her husband could participate in his 9th ride when they were told to leave. They had been watching smoke develop over the course of the day, but were caught off guard by the fire's quick spread. It happened so fast, Kelly Pennington said. We left our tents, hammock and some food, but we got most of our things, shoved our two kids in the car and we left. Meteorologists predicted critically dangerous fire weather with lightning possible through at least Monday in both California and southern Oregon. With the very dry fuels, any thunderstorm has the potential to ignite new fire starts, the National Weather Service in Sacramento, California, said on Twitter. Extremely dry conditions and heat waves tied to climate change have swept the region, making wildfires harder to fight. Climate change has made the western United States much warmer and drier in the past 30 years and will continue to make weather more extreme and wildfires more frequent and more destructive. Firefighters said in July they were facing conditions more typical of late summer or fall. California's Dixie Fire, near the 2018 site of the deadliest U.S. blaze in recent history, was 15% contained and covered 39 square miles on Sunday. The wildfire was in the Feather River Canyon, northeast of the town of Paradise in California, and survivors of that horrific fire that killed 85 people watched warily as the new blaze burned. Meanwhile, officials in Montana identified a firefighter who was seriously burnt when flames overtook a crew fighting a small blaze. Dan Stephenson was flown to Salt Lake City Hospital after the winds shifted suddenly on Friday, engulfing his fire engine near the Wyoming border. A second firefighter escaped without injury and called for help. There were about 70 active large wildfires and complexes of multiple blazes that have burnt nearly 1,659 square miles of land in the United States, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. The U.S. Forest Service said at least 16 major fires were currently burning in the Pacific Northwest alone.